I have a couple of things. First of all, a very important change, or I should say, correction from the bulletin. When you open your bulletin and you see the Christmas schedule, there are two mistakes there. The first one, it says that the 6 p.m. vigil on the 24th is in Spanish. It is not. All of the masses are in English at 4, at 6, at midnight, and then 10 the next day. The only Spanish Mass is on Christmas Day at 12 noon. And secondly, you'll see that it does say that on Christmas Day, the Mass in English is at 10 p.m. It is not. It is at 10 a.m. If you show up at 10 p.m., I will not be here. And Deacon Platt said you can have a nice holy hour. So, but speaking of holy hours, this Thursday, we're going to have a special holy hour. O come, let us adore him. And so immediately following on the heels of the daily Mass on Thursday, we will have this holy hour to come and pray, to pray for your intentions and prepare your hearts. But especially I would like to use the hour to pray for vocations to the priesthood. This is not self-serving, but I can serve you better if I have some help. So, you know, Jesus said that the harvest is abundant, but the laborers are few. So ask the master of the harvest to send out laborers for his harvest. And so Thursday, we're going to ask, and he will send. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit, amen. Now, as Christmas draws ever nearer, it is not uncommon for us to hear sometimes people say, you know, I just wish it was all over. Or I can't wait until it's done. And I've even heard priests say that, unfortunately. Now, our reasons for making this statement might be varied. It's usually due to burdens that we feel, either real or perceived. Shopping that has to be done, the parties or family gatherings that we know we're going to have to attend, crowds all over the place, the advertising, maybe you're tired of the music, whatever. Or maybe it's feelings of sadness because of people who will not be with us this Christmas. And so we feel sometimes the sooner it passes, the better off we'll be. But that is the perspective of the world around us. It's the perspective of a world that doesn't have the next level of sight, that is the world of faith. If we're able to see it through our lens of faith, then it's different. Listen how different the world of faith is. That first prayer that we had today, the collect, the opening prayer, it says, enable us to attain the joys of so great a salvation and to celebrate them always with solemn worship and great rejoicing. Another translation for that last part is overflowing joy. Christmas is a feast of joy and salvation. And that's why we must prepare for it and live it so that we can have that joy and salvation. All that other stuff that gets in the way, perhaps, even our memories and sorrows, we have to put aside so that we can prepare with joy. One of the beautiful things, if we open up our hearts for that joy, Christ will enter it. You know, the joy that he will provide is not the jumping up and down kind of joy. We're talking about a joy in here that even if you have sorrow, even if things don't seem to be going right, you know that you're going to be okay because he is in charge and he will take care of us. It is a joy that nobody can take away from you, no matter what they do or say, because you know you belong to him. So, to find ourselves, today we can apply two questions from the gospel that John the Baptist asks to our own life. John the Baptist sends word to ask Jesus, and we can ask Jesus these questions. Are you the one who is to come? Or secondly, should we look for another? Ask ourselves that, in saying it to Jesus from ourselves. Are you the one who has come, who is to come, or should I be looking for somebody else? Is it really, truly clear to us that that the one who has come, and we're preparing to celebrate that coming, is it really clear to us that that's Jesus? Or are you and I waiting for something else that's not him? Are we still waiting for something else? Because if what we expect to feel or experience at Christmas is merely external and self-serving, then it's no wonder that we want these days out of the way, because they won't be fulfilling. If we see this, it's likely that we've turned in on ourselves and that we're seeking something just for us and not something greater than us. We may have been making Jesus, in other words, sort of the wrapping paper for something else that we've been looking for. On the other hand, when it is clear to us that it is Jesus, Emmanuel, God with us, that God has come down to us, then everything changes. In the words of the prophet Isaiah today, "Here is your God. He comes to save you." And yes, we need to be saved. Now, to better understand how Jesus is the long-awaited Savior, the long-awaited Messiah, we need to place ourselves in the mindset of the first century Jewish man or woman. See, we've had 2,000 years go by of Christ, and so we need to go back and put our mindset into what they were like. They were waiting for Emmanuel, God, to come. He had not come yet, and everything was anticipation. And then Jesus comes, and he fulfills all of the signs that Isaiah the prophet said the Messiah would do. The blind are being healed, they can see. The lame are walking. The deaf begin to hear again. The mute begin to speak. And people who were dead start walking around again. So imagine that, right? The dead people start getting up and walking. Now that would convince me. Now, if we just take a little time to do even a little study, we will see that this is Jesus, the Messiah. Today, we lit the third candle, the candle of joy, on our Advent wreath. We wear today the color of joy. The most important, the most awesome Christmas party is getting close, the birth of Jesus. So if you find yourself wishing that it was already over, then it's probably a good sign that you and I might be focused on the wrong thing. It's a good sign that perhaps God isn't in his rightful place in our lives, which is first, always first. So if you realize that this is you, stop whatever you're doing, evaluate yourself and your spiritual life. Simply place Jesus at the center of each and every preparation, of each and everything. If you're wrapping presents, wrap them like you're wrapping them for him. If you're cooking food, cook as if he were your guest. If you're writing your cards, make your pen strokes for him. Put Jesus first, and you will find joy, a joy no one can take from you, and a joy, as one philosopher said, it is the most infallible sign of the presence of God. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit, let us stand.